Good evening. This is your weekend update for Sunday, March the 5th. The monthly meeting of the Wyoming Valley West Board of Education will take place Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in the middle school auditorium. Athletic announcements. Congratulations to Dorian Hoffman, who this weekend at regional competition won his 100th career match and set a Wyoming Valley West wrestling record with 41 wins during the year. Congratulations. Also, congratulations to the girls basketball team as they won the District 2 6A championship this weekend, defeating Williamsport 48-32. This is the first district title in 45 years. The girls now advance and move on and will host Abington Friday night at 7 o'clock at Wyoming Valley West Gymnasium. Congratulations to the Spartan ice hockey team. They won their second championship in a row last Monday night, defeating Crestwood 7-5. And congratulations to the boys and girls swim team. They competed in districts this past weekend, with the boys winning 4 medals and the girls winning 2 medals. Congratulations to all the participants. Academically, on Saturday, the Wyoming Valley West School District had 11 students present projects for the regional meeting of the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science. Over 400 students in grade 7 through 12 from 41 different schools participated in the event held at Wilkes University. Overall, the district won the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science Regional Small Group Award for the highest percentage of first place awards. The following students earned the following award in the mathematics category. Seventh grade, Yara Khatib, first award. Savannah Refuse Franco, first award. Eighth grade, Parker Cardillo and Megan Singer, both won first awards. In ninth grade, Emily Boland won a first award. She had a perfect score and an overall individual excellence award. Ariel Chu, a second award. In 11th grade, Rebecca Biala won a first award, and Madeline Yvonne also won a first award. In 12th grade, Zach Konopke, 2 first place awards and a 5-year perseverance award. Finally, Jade McKenna, a first award with a perfect score and a 3-year perseverance award. Congratulations to all these students. They represented the district extremely well. Their dedication and commitment in preparing for the event should be commended. And a big thank you to Mrs. Konopke for her mentorship and leadership with these students. Mrs. Budd from Dana Street reports that on Monday, March the 20th, Stanley Tucker, children's book author and host of YouTube's The Very Airy Library, will be visiting Dana Street. He will provide 2 presentations and briefly visit each classroom to spread his passion for reading and writing, as well as his message of being kind, the main theme of his books, Stand the Man. In preparation for his arrival, students will be invited to participate in his kindness challenge, Be Kind 39, of which he will bring prizes for those who compete in the challenge. A link is now provided on the district website to learn more about this amazing man. And finally, the district would like to acknowledge and congratulate middle school teacher Mrs. Nina Gushka. She was named Magic 93's FM Teacher of the Month for the month of March. She's the former Nina Owen and is an 8th grade learning support teacher at the middle school. Congratulations. That's all for tonight. Please stay safe, be well, and have a great week.